The first piece of the project should break ground within 2 months. That's the apartment building at Elmwood and Bryant, mostly replacing parking lots and one-time gas stations. By spring, there should be starts on other pieces of the overall plan proposed by Elka Development and Sinatra and Company. Nick Sinatra says workers have spent a lot of time and money cleaning out asbestos and equipment and facilities only needed for the hospital. Council Majority Leader David Rivera says businesses are hurting since the hospital closed.
You can tell the difference by the businesses in the area. They're the first ones to tell us, you know, council member, we really need this to get going because we're losing business during the winter months. There isn't the density that we had before. That's important. We had doctors and patients and deliveries and visitors that would come here and do business on Elmo. We don't have them any longer. So we got to replace that.
Rivera says he's also watching the developers' promise to make 20% of the apartments affordable housing for those earning 80% of the area median income. Sinatra says this will be a village located between Allentown and the Elmwood Village.
It's a mixed-use village. It's going to be fantastic. There's going to be condos for sale, townhomes for sale. There's going to be apartments for rent. There's going to be affordable apartments, market-rate apartments. We're going to have a grocery store anchor. We're going to have restaurants. We're going to have retail. Public art. We're going to have tons of green space. It's going to be fantastic.
One part of the project is likely to avoid a key issue in the local development wars. That's the plan to purchase a 600-car city parking ramp near Utica and Elmwood to provide parking for Elmwood Crossing. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.